Thank you, Roz Larman. This is Folk Scene. I'm Howard Larman with Peter Cutler and Stephen Barker at the controls. Live from Studio A, our guest is Peter Case.
Times have I washed my face, combed my hair, left this place. Felt the shiver in my chest when I hit the door. Promise us something here worth living for. I had a fight with a woman that had my kids, can't get along with anyone. What if I did? I'm going back to the corner where we used to meet, when our dreams were young and the nights were sweet. I'm going out tonight, going way downtown with my friends who died, still hang around. See what's shaking as the leaves turn brown. Season's been and gone, but there's another one coming on, and I'm on my way down. It was 30 years ago in the setting sun. I was walking down Union Street. I started to run down into a cellar where the music screamed. I guess it hit me harder than I ever dreamed. In the Palace Theater Hall later on that night, there were miracles in store, but not a soul in sight. Payphone Reagan didn't seem so strange. Anything could happen, everything could change. I'm going out tonight, way downtown with my friends. Hang around, all that moonlight's going on the ground. Season's been and gone. We used to gather here, flirt and laugh. Now all my dreams are cut in half. The girls are smoking cigarettes, chewing gum. Downtown, the corners moved, sandstone slabs worn and grooved, are turning black in the first drops of rain. You can smell the earth and the sky again. Hear the rattle of the leaves, the locusts call. Underneath the elms by the schoolyard wall, summer's over, the fields are tall. Season's been and gone, but there's another one coming on, and I'm on my way downtown.
Live from Studio A, our guests are Peter Case with David Perales on violin. Am I pronouncing your name right,
yes.
David?
Yes.
And Peter's latest album is called Flying Saucer Blues. It's his fourth album for Vanguard.
That's right.
Seemed to have found a home there.
Yeah, I have. It's been a nice thing. You know, it happened on somebody I met on a bus gave me their card, a woman named Michelle Anderson. We were on our way over to the Troubadours of Folk Festival. Remember that one?
Yeah.
And they had a bus run over to it, and Michelle was sitting there, and we started talking, and I had this record I put out on my own label called Peter Case Sings Like Hell. And I gave her a copy of it, and it ended up turning into this Vanguard deal, which was a good thing for me. Yeah, they're a great label.
You're a songwriter, performer, singer, guitarist, harmonica player. Are you constantly writing songs?
I was up until a certain point. I mean, I do regularly just, you know, work at it all the time, and I love writing songs, and, you know, for me, it's just something I really enjoy, but actually, for the first time in about 5 or 6 years, I've kind of let the fields go fallow here, which might be kind of a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a few months back, all of a sudden, I stopped writing them. Might be a good thing, though, I don't know. We'll see what happens. You just got to go with it, man, with songs. Oh, you know, if one comes to me in the middle of the night, I'll get up and write it down. I'm not turning any away or anything. But I just sort of, you know, slowed down with it.
Live from Studio A, our guests are Peter Kaysen and David Perales.
I'm glad David could make it to the show, because we were wondering, he's been here. We came in separate cars, and we heard that he was about, just a few minutes ago, he was about 100 miles away. So there, I don't know. We heard something about a 30-car slow-speed police chase coming out.
Maybe.
He's got a hostage there in the control room, and they're letting him finish out the show here.
Why don't you do another song, and then... Okay. I want to talk a little bit about the John Hurt Project.
All right, good. We'll play one off the that we recorded on the Flying Saucer Blues record. This is called Something Happens.
Seem to know what to do. Something happens when I'm with you, and when I look into your eyes, shadows stir, I start to rise. Bright morning stars reappear. Something happens when you're near. If I've kissed the
live from Studio A, our guests are Peter Kaysen, David Perales, and Peter's latest album is Flying Saucer Blues, but I know he's all excited about this other project, the John Hurt Project.
Yeah, we're doing a tribute to Mississippi John Hurt on Vanguard Records. He's a, I guess probably most people listening know all about him, but he's a big influence on a lot of people, and... I discovered his music when I was about 15 or 16, and it sort of led me, you know, sort of the start from the beginning of my interest in country and blues music, especially country blues and finger-picking guitar and stuff. And so when I got on Vanguard, you know, I was really excited because I'd had all those John Hurt Vanguard records, you know, his rediscovered records. But we've got a bunch of people on it. John Sebastian's doing the song that he named the Lovin' Spoonful after. It's a song called Coffee Blues, with, of course, it's Lovin' Spoonful, Lovin' Spoonful. Lucinda Williams has recorded, Lewis Collins. Angels carried him away. And Van Dyke Parks, I believe, is going to do Beulah Land.
Really?
And let's see who else is on it so far. Chris Smither did a really great version. Him and Peter Mulvey and a drummer played Frankie and Albert. Really, really great, different version. And there's other people on it. You know, I can't, you know, it's not all, it's all coming together. I've been on the road. This is like the very end of a tour that we've been on since the end of April, David and I. And so I haven't really been... I've been trying to sort of work on the John Hurt thing, but I'm going to get right down to it here as I'm back in town.
A couple things I'd like to know about it. Was this entirely your idea?
Yeah, I came up with the idea one day. Just came off the top of my head. I was with Kevin Welk from Vanguard Records, mm-hmm. and we were hanging out. I said, you know, we should do a thing. And he said, yeah, you know. He just jumped right on it, so we just started doing it, you know. Yeah.
Are you...
Steve Earle's doing a cut for it, too.
Are you... how to phrase this? Did you ever get to see John Hurt?
No, I didn't. You know, and a lot of these people did. You know, I never saw him. I was a huge fan. I think I, you know, discovered his music for myself right around the time he passed away.
Uh-huh.
And Jeff Muldaur and Chris Smither and Bonnie Raitt and all these people know him. I never saw him play. Uh-huh. Dave Van Rock and all those guys will tell you all about it. But I just know him purely through his music and from what people told me about him.
Life
it moved me in a big way, you know. I'm still knocked out. I still listen to his stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. And Vanguard had a pretty substantial catalog of his.
Yeah, they did those great records that Pat Sky produced for him.
Mm-hmm. Live from Studio A, our guests are Peter Case and David Perales. You got a John Hurt song you want to share with us?
We haven't been doing a bunch of them on the road. There's one I do Payday every now and again. You know, I feel like the songs we just did, you know, especially not the one we just did, but that first one I did, with the, this kind of... It's very John Hurt-oriented kind of material. Yeah, we could do... I haven't been doing this on the tour, actually. But we could try it out. Want to play a John Hurt song, David?
Sure.
Sure you do. Here we go.
Is that the one you'll be contributing to the album?
No, you know, I thought I'd sit out and I'm sort of in the position here getting a lot of other people to do the ones they wanted to do. And Bill Morrissey actually expressed interest in doing that one because he'd put out a record of a lot of John Hurt songs mm-hmm. and hadn't done that one. So Bill may do that one. I don't know. That's one I've always really loved. And, you know, it's actually I just sat there for, you know, years of my life just messing around with trying to learn how to finger pick on songs like that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm sort of just letting, you know, I'll do what needs to be done, I guess, you know.
I'm curious whether Vanguard or you were planning extensive album notes or.
Well, I don't know. I was thinking that different people that you know, I might write a little piece for it, but you know, I think we'll have different people write about it, about their take on it and how they got into his music, and Dick Waterman as well. Exactly. I was talking to him on the telephone down in
Mississippi. That's exactly the person I had in mind.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and of course we'll talk to him about it. And you know, John Sebastian played with him quite a bit, and there's just a lot of people that know a lot about it. So I think we'll try to have a whole little booklet that goes with it.
Our guest is Peter Case, accompanied by David Perales on violin.
We're trying to make it a benefit. Dick Waterman has this group of people down in Mississippi that are teaching kids music and get instruments into the hands of kids down in Mississippi, like, you know, guitars and stuff. And so Vanguard's going to donate some of their royalties, and the whole thing's a bit of a benefit for that. So,
Peter's latest album is called Flying Saucer Blues. It's on the Vanguard label. It's produced by Andrew Williams, who produced your last one as well, right?
That's right, my buddy Andy.
You guys are becoming quite a team, isn't it? Nice.
We've been working together for a long time. I met Andy when I was in the Plimsolls. We met up, and he's actually the big hit for the Plimsolls around here. It was A Million Miles Away. Andrew played on that. He played organ and sang and the harmonies on it. Uh-huh. And so we've been friends since way back then. You know, it's like 81 or something. And, you know, we've always done gigs together with the Williams brothers and that. But, we started working together in a studio, you know, on that Full Service No Waiting. Mm-hmm. He's just a great record producer, real sympathetic to me. And he's working on a lot of other records now. He's kind of pursuing that whole time. And he's good, man.
How about another song?
This is the first time in my whole career I've ever made the record with two records in a row with the same group of people. Out of all the 20 years, it's like, you know, usually like at the big label, they'd just fire everybody, but it was like such a hassle. But now, like, it just, you know, we've been sort of putting this team together over a few years, but now we've kept the whole group together here with Greg Leese and Sandy Sheila and everybody. David's on the latest record. Why don't we do, we'll do one off the latest record. How about Blue Distance?
Stood on a ledge with our backs to the stone, our feet on the edge to watch the world spin. Crown symphony, and I wonder what the years and the miles will bring. In the blue distance. Just for a moment, I nearly bump through into the blue distance with you. Summer passed quickly under a spell. What seemed like forever, just a story to tell. I lost my faith. We'll be here again in the blue distance with you. Just for a moment, I nearly broke through into the blue distance with you. As to whether we start depends on how well you can see with your heart. I've lost my direction. I've looked up and now I can't find a connection if you're not around. on Black Mountain, I won't be afraid of the place where I'm free or price to be paid. But I've never known any better than this, except for one moment's sweet promise of bliss in the blue distance with you. Just for a moment I nearly broke through into the blue distance with you. In the blue distance with you. Just for a moment I nearly broke through into the blue distance with you. Into the blue distance with you. Into the blue distance with you.
Live from Studio A, our guests are Peter Case and David Perales. David, are you still playing with Alejandro Escovedo?
No, not anymore. I haven't played with him. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Maybe about a year or so.
He's doing a musical, right, about his heritage?
Here in town, that's what I heard.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think he's going to take it on the road, actually.
Good.
Yeah, he's doing great. I hear it's great. I haven't had a chance to see it.
Yeah,
I hear it's really, really great.
I did some stuff with him when they started doing that, but I haven't seen the finished product, but I hear it's really good.
Peter, here in Los Angeles area, you did a tour of bookstores last weekend.
Saw you at it.
Yeah, we were there. Are you doing that around the country, too, or just...
We did I always try to, like... You know, you have a gig at night when you get somewhere, but we always try to, like, do something in the afternoon if we can get there in time and play the store or go play on the radio or do whatever. So, yeah, we play a lot of different things besides just, the gigs we play. We do some things like that, you know.
Anywhere they invite you, huh?
What's that? Yeah,
anywhere
we go play. I mean, it's like, just the thing at night, it seems like kind of limiting. So, yeah, we play out. We haven't really busked down the street too much or anything, but we go play those things. It's very similar.
Busking's not unusual for you, though, right?
Well, mother always said to have something to fall back on, So, street music's a good way to go.
Is it too early to start thinking about the next record?
No, it isn't, I am actually thinking about it, but, it's too early to probably talk about it. When I start writing the songs, I'm sort of brewing up. And storing them up, man. Filling up with water, like somebody says.
Are there a lot of songs that are unrecorded that you haven't performed?
No, I'll write all new songs for a record, I like to do that, I like to get, a feeling about something that's going on, make a record sort of about now, And, I've got a bunch of songs, but usually if they haven't been recorded, let them sit there. I usually leave them behind or use them for something else or something. I have this idea for a sort of sound and a feeling that I want to do, you start working toward it and then hoping the songs come,
Live from Studio A, our guests are Peter Case and David Perales. And you can see this duet next Saturday night. Peter and David will be at McCabe's in Santa Monica, 3101 West Pico Boulevard, for reservations. 310-828-4497. 310-828-4497.
This is the last date of the whole tour that we did. We started in April 27th in New York.
Yeah.
And it's at Lev McCabe's thing. It'll be the last night. It's sort of my home club, I guess, McCabe's, for all the years I've played there and stuff.
You live very close to there, right?
And I do. And I'm always wandering through McCabe's, actually.
Great place.
What song are you going to do next?
Here we got one for you. This is inspired by a day off down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi one day. I was down there with my son Josh, and we played down there at this place and then drove up on Sunday morning up to Memphis and heard this group up in the park up there, the Washington Singers, who I'd seen before, and we went up and heard them play. And it's also a city I've just been always kind of haunted by, all the musical great crossroads of musical history that went on there. And this is called Walking Home Late.
Boom.
After the first, this heat's unreal when dying of thirst. Picked up the bait, fumbling my way. Neath the streetlights and stars, now I'm walking home late. Lights up on the river, drop of rain just fell. With the neon by the motor hotel. Midnight cross, morning glories climbing up the red brick walls. Walking home whistling neath the stars above, the careless happy song of love. Today at noon I thought I'd disintegrate, but it's cooling off now and I'm walking home late. You're sweet as honey, stars will roll off your throat, yeah.
Sunday in Memphis by the river at dark we saw Washington singers out in Handy Park. There's a 12-year-old girl who knows how to play. She's rocking hard and singing through a beat of PA. Looks like this whole town's gone home to bed. Peep out of hotel, lobby is dead. A breeze is stirring, the walls ready, hey. There's no one inside, I'm walking home late. Walking home whistling neath the stars above, a careless happy song of love. Today at noon I thought I'd hop in a freight, but it's cooling off now and I'm walking home late.
I really like that song, and maybe it's because 2 years ago I got to visit Memphis and really felt, I guess, like you did, that the whole place reeks of music and culture. And
it is the whole thing going on down there. It's amazing.
Our guest live from Studio A is our guests are Peter Case and David Perales, and Peter's latest album is on Vanguard, as were the previous three. And it's called Flying Saucer Blues. It's produced by Andrew Williams. Now, do you feel like now you have this core of musicians ready to work with you, right? It's like you must be really anticipating the next record.
Yeah, it's nice to feel that we're starting to pull people together for that. I'm also trying to pull things together so we can... I'm trying to sneak a band in here one person at a time. So we've got David and me, and now we're going to try... You know, if we can, like, you can't just all of a sudden drop a band on, like, all the clubs I play, so we're kind of moving it in one at a time. Yeah, it is nice. I love the drummer we work with, this guy, Sandy Sheila. Remember Sandy when we were
there? Yeah.
He's the greatest.
Last time.
Sandy Sheila's 23. He's one of my favorite drummers here in town.
Well, he's at an age where you can break him in to be what you want.
Yeah, well, he's just so good, though. I guess so, man. But he's like, he's just such a good drummer. I know when we mixed the record, the guy who was mixing it kept on, I'd walk into the room and he'd have a metronome going to the drum track, kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to see if, like, you know, like how in time it was. And it was like real. I mean, he plays all this crazy stuff, but it's all amazingly in time. And
And you can play him things like once, like he hadn't, you know, he hadn't heard a lot of music. He learned how, really learned how to play drums backing up a choir.
Huh?
But he's, yeah, he's brilliant, you know. But he's like Jim Keltner or something, as a, you know, a young, amazing musician. Like, you can just play him things once, like on the Walking Home Late, then we sat around listening to some Stax records, and then he just went and nailed this really, you know, greasy track, you know, that, I don't know, he's got it, you know. I mean, it's like he's got it together, like, you know. It's like if you see tapes of the Beatles singing when they were like 20, you know, they could just sing, you know, like he can just play drums. It's darn good. So,
My question is, when you were here last time and Sandy was playing drums for you,
yeah,
you gave him some kind of history that he asked you at the end of the, after you finished the program, where you got that from.
Is that right? What was that all about? I don't remember.
That he was born in some place.
Oh, I was making up stuff about him?
Yeah.
No, that's... I don't know. Maybe I twisted around. Well, he was born in France, and he spent a lot of time in Egypt. Now he lives in Pasadena. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how he likes to put it, but
that's what it is.
Was that what it was? I don't know. Maybe I was.
Maybe you didn't. You know,
I probably maybe I made something up ridiculous about him. I mean,
songwriters do that.
Poetic license with the facts a lot of times. With that in mind. Play another song. Should we play a song here?
Yeah.
I want to play this is one off, we've been playing this a bunch lately. And this is off of the first album I ever did, was one of the first songs I wrote for it called Ice Water. 1, 2, 3, 4. See my pa. Well, I found him in the garden. Said I'll be your son-in-law. Showed him the $30 ring that I bought her. He said, "People in hell want ice water." My rope. I said, "Come on down here, honey, and we'll low." She climbed halfway, felt the rust, and I caught her. The sky was black and it rained ice water. Daughter of me living in a shack. I work the mill all day and night. She dreams of going back. And I try to remember the first time I saw her.
Live from Studio A, our guests are Peter Case and David Perales. I need to take just a minute out to tell everyone they're listening to KPFK Los Angeles. And Peter's latest album is called Flying Saucer Blues. It's on the Vanguard label. It's his fourth album for Vanguard. And you can see these to find musicians next Saturday night at McCabe's, 3101 Pico Boulevard in Santa Monica. For reservations, 310-828-4497. As I've told Peter on many occasions, I'm a big fan of what I believe maybe his second album, right? Blue Guitar?
Oh, yeah.
The first album was great, too, and there was an EP in there somewhere, too, right?
I think they put an EP out off the acoustic takes off that first album.
And yeah. Blue Guitar, that was only the nickname. It had a real long title.
Yeah, the Blue Postmodern Fragmented Neo-Traditionalist Guitar. Was the full name of the thing. I had like 5 minutes before press time to come up with the name of the album, and I was in the office, and I was standing there with Steve Souls, and they just said, "What's the name of the album?" And we hadn't named it yet, and I just blurted that out, and I said, "Okay." And everybody laughed, and they wrote it down. But I think it was up to just recently, it was one of the longest titles ever or something. Uh-huh. But it made it kind of complicated, the order of the record and stuff. We just call it Blue Guitar now, you know.
Is it still available?
No. I don't think so. I think it's gone out of print. Though it's hard to find out if it's gone out of print because you know, Geffen sold out to Universal, and Universal sold out to Seagram's, and Seagram sold out to some French company.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just waiting for a nice. Well, I won't go into it. But, but it's not out now, so I don't know what's going to happen with it.
What the song you do next?
I'm going to sing a song. Actually, I wrote it on the tour when I was. This is a song that would fit right into that blue guitar. If we like put it out again today, I might even have this song on it. It's a song I wrote with Tom Russell and Bob Neuwirth. Corner is singing my life, playing guitar with a rusty old knife. Each line that he sings rhymes with the truth and the promise of something beyond the blues. Beyond the blues. Now you and me, darling, took the long way around. Across the wide open country, past the heart attack town. We hit the fork in the road where we all have to choose. Between the darkness and life, beyond the blues. Beyond. Beyond the shadows and the rain, beyond the darkness, beyond the pain. When you know in your heart there's no way out but through, take a walk with me, darling. Beyond the blues. Now that old man on the corner, he's been gone for years. His guitar and his knife are all rusty with tears. But there's a song that he gave us that we never have to lose. About another life waiting beyond the blues. Beyond the blues, beyond the shadows and the rain, beyond the darkness, beyond the pain, when you know
there's no way out but through. Take a walk with me, darling, beyond the blues, beyond the blues. Beyond the blue.
Our guests are Peter Case and David Prowls. You don't do much co-writing, do you?
Lately, I haven't been doing so much. For a while there, I was just doing a ton of it, you know. It was sort of my whole social life for a while there. It was the only time I was just writing with all these guys. The record I really did that a lot on was called Six Pack of Love, and I wrote with Billy Swan, Tom Russell, Bob Newirth, John Prine. I just wrote with a ton of people, probably because I needed a lot of help. It was kind of mixed up at the time. But we had a lot of fun writing all these songs. But no, I haven't been doing it so much lately. I do it, you know, every once in a while.
But you were in bands like the Nerves and Plimsolls. Did you co-write in those bands?
I co-wrote a lot in those. I mean, I'll do it. You know, I love collaborating, but I found that it kind of maybe. It's a certain kind of song you write, and they're fun to play, but they're different. You know, a lot of times they're kind of lighter songs that you co-write. Like, you want to hear one we co-wrote for this new album?
Sure.
I wrote this with a couple of guys, Kevin Bowe and Dwayne Jarvis. And, I was with John Prine, we sat down, we decided we were going to try to write the great three-chord American love song, you know, and by 2 in the morning, we were writing a song about the first monkey that ever went into outer space. You know what I mean? That's kind of the way co-writing goes a lot, you know? Here's another one this is called Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, coulda, shoulda, woulda, but I never did. I take it on back, I keep it on head. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, I wish that I had. My life is good, but it's all gone bad. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, stayed in school. James Brown was right, I was a fool. I wish I would have got GED now. You want fries with that BLT? Coulda, shoulda, woulda, sing when I sang. Dumb as the dust, riches to rags. 2020 on sun, what a drag. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Children and 3 ex-wives, with eyes like daggers and tongues like knives. All the big mistakes, I made them twice. I make them all again before they put me on ice. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, sing when I sang. Diamonds to dust, riches to rags. 2020 hindsight, but drag. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. St. Peter asked me how I feel about things. Don't keep me waiting all alone at the gate. He says, coulda, shoulda, woulda, just a little too late. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, but I never did. I take it all back, I keep it all hid. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, I wish that I had. My life was good, but it's all gone bad. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, sing when I sang. Diamonds to dust, riches to rags. 2020 high time, what a drag. Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Do your co-writes are intentional, or you just happen to be sitting around with somebody?
On that one, I was meeting those two guys. We were supposed to be going to one of these songwriter in the round kind of thingamajiggies, where everybody sits around and do their songs in Nashville. You know, a number of different songwriters. And I said, you know, we were all like, we had time to kill, and we had like 20 minutes. I go, well, here's like, you know, 3 songwriters in a room. You know, let's, what we got 20 minutes, write a song. Let's do it. You know, it's called Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda.
And now
he just jumped on it. You know.
I've heard that expression show up now where I, you know, in conversation.
Right. 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 Yeah. Yeah, it gets it finds its way around.
It's one of those expressions that, you know, you pointed it out to us.
Yeah,
you
right,
gave
right,
it
right.
to us. And maybe I just never heard it used before.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
the song.
I heard it in my family a bit.
Now,
one of our
I want to share with the audience that before the program started, Peter and I discovered that we had a mutual friend.
Oh, yeah. We both know this guitar player named Kenny Paradise. And we were really bemused to find out that we both knew Kenny. So we're going to play a song and dedicate it to Kenny and ask him if he's a guitar player that none of us have actually seen for a while. So, Kenny, if you're out there listening by any chance, you should call up the Larmans and me over here at the show and give us your whereabouts. This goes out to Kenny, and this is a song called Paradise, Etc.
Found out that it don't go through. Payday passed, my ship came and went. The apocalypse is over and I still owe rent. They say love begins when the heart turns stone. Prayer is learned when you can't go on. My heart's been rocked, my road is blocked. Is that rain I hear drip, drop, drip, drop? I'm bound for Cloud Ranch, Dreamland, Fairyland, Canaan, Gosh, Shangri-La, Elysium, Arcadia, Paradise, etc. Well, she says, so what? I don't care. Laughs at the mention of underwear. Gets mad and pouts when it's time to eat. I'm she'll run out in the street. Well, I'm in charge, but I get there late. I may be large, but I hesitate. I know everything's gonna work out fine. When we get across that borderline, we'll be in Cloudland, Dreamland, Fairyland, Canaan, Gosh, and Shangri-La, Elysium, Arcadia, Paradise, etc. The blizzard, the high line, seventh heaven on cloud nine, the realm of light, the world above, milk and honey and a snow white dove, the land of bliss and la-ti-da.
All right, here we go.
Now they got rocks, a home in bed, with the newlyweds and the nearly deads. I'm stuck in this primordial ooze with a case of flying sauce blues. This could be my last broadcast if I don't think of something fast. Say I'll sing and the song will come to break the hearts of everyone. Down here in Cloudland, Dreamland, Fairyland, Canaan, Gosh, and Shangri-La, Elysium, Arcadia, Paradise, etc. Paradise, etc. Paradise, etc.
live from Studio A. Our guests are Peter Case and David Perales. And we're going to have time for one more song, but let me remind the audience that once again that David and Peter will be in concert Saturday night at McCabe's Guitar Shop, 3101 Pico Boulevard in Santa Monica. For reservations, you can call 310-828-4497. Now, that song, Paradise, Etc., mentions Flying Saucer, which is the title of the album, Flying Saucer Blues.
Right.
And I always wonder about titling records.
Right.
Did you search for a title, or was this?
I can't remember. I know that these titles, a lot of them just kind of like six-pack love. First we had like Man with a Blue Postmodern Fragment and Neo Traditionalist Guitar, Six-Pack of Love, Peter Case Sings Like Hell, Torn Again, Full Service, No Waiting, and now we're on Flying Saucer Blues. It was just the name of this huge thing I was writing. I was sort of started writing the day we quit doing Full Service, No Waiting, I started writing this other album, and it was called Flying Saucer Blues. And it had this big song about Flying Saucer Blues. It was about these rockabilly guys that I met down in Missouri that used to play at this place called the Flying Saucer. But I met them at a Pentecostal church where I happened to be for certain reasons one day. And basically because we were stomping out Satan on the floor. I don't know. But with some friends. But there were these guys who were sort of like this really wild old rockabilly band. I started talking to them, and they knew Billy Swan, and who was from that area, and they'd played at this place called the Flying Saucer with Narvel Feltz and all this. And so I was writing this big thing about music and the country and Narvel Feltz and all this stuff. God knows what it was. And I threw the whole thing out and called the album Flying Saucer Blues because it also kind of relates to those two zeros in the millennium, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of flying saucers. And also just kind of like we're always rocketing around the country in like cars. Where when you're on tour, you know, a lot of times you feel like you're sort of like a strange visitor from another galaxy or something. Mm-hmm. You arrive in your little flying saucer, your little compact thing of, you know, your bubble, and you're wondering if, you know, when you land on the planet, you know, what's going to happen, you know. It's sort of a term for alienation, I guess, or something. But that's what happened with that one. So,
our guests are Peter Case and David Perales. We have time for one more song.
This song was a hit for Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers in 1928. One, two, three, four.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. They had a quarrel one day. Johnny vowed he would leave her. He said he was going away, never coming home, going way to Rome. Well, Frankie, she cried and pleaded, saying, my love, Johnny, please stay. Honey, I know I've done you wrong, but please don't go away. And Frankie cried and Johnny sighed. He said, I'm going away, I'm going to stay, I'm never coming home. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come, when the winter wind begins to blow, the ground is covered up, and when you think of me, you're gonna miss me back in your loving man. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say is to come. Well, Frankie done said to Johnny, now, man, your hour done come. From underneath her silk kimono pulled out a .44 gun. These love affairs are hard to bear. Well, Johnny fled down the staircase, crying, my little Frankie, don't shoot. Frankie took aim with a .44 and the gun went rooty toot toot. And Johnny fell, and Frankie out. He said, I'm going away, I'm going to stay, I'm never coming home. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come, when the winter wind begins to blow, the ground is covered up, but when you think of me, you're gonna miss me back in your loving man. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say is to come. So some for your rubber tires, some for your rubber ties. Johnny's bound for the graveyard now, shot him in the back with a great big gun. Now the preaching's begun. Sent for some policeman, Holloway pulled me, throw me in a dungeon south on the way to Kate. Johnny's dead because he's sad. Well, I'm going away, I'm going to stay, I'm never coming home. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come, when the winter wind begins to blow the grass covered up and you think of me, gonna kiss the back of your loving man. You're gonna miss me, darling, in the day this is to come.
I want to thank you both for stopping by. I really appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks a lot, Howard.
Look forward to seeing you next Saturday
night.
Great to come
in. Great, man. Thank you.
This is KPFK Los Angeles, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio for all of Southern California. Don't forget, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., Pacifica's coverage of the Republican Convention starts with Democracy Now!